When it comes to social media, account safety has to always be top of mind. And with us to make sure we're doing that, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. This came up because you noticed an uptick in a certain kind of scam, right?
Yeah. And you may have seen this before, Bob, but it's an email. And it's supposedly from Facebook, and it's supposedly warning you that you violated the terms of service, and therefore your account is about to be closed. And you're then given the opportunity to argue this by clicking the link. Please, whatever you do, do not click that link.
And no matter how intrigued you are, don't click.
Do not click. On the list of worst things you could do, it is way up there, because this is a classic scam with a twist. It looks kind of real to someone who isn't always looking out for these types of things that aren't real. I like to think that I can spot a scam from a mile away. And while I would like everyone to feel that way, I understand it's not always the case. And that's why I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about this scam, because in our previous conversations, you'll remember, and both recently and over the years, we've said that scammers have had to stay ahead of the curve. They have to get smarter, you know, because they have to pass these junk mail sensors, and they have to still be able to gain people's trust. And, you know, after seeing this especially, I can't imagine a world where email scams do not exist.
Yeah, unless there's a world without email, right?
Well, that's the dream, Bob. I mean, that's the very definition of a dream.
Back to reality, this scam is not a one-and-done scam. They keep sending the emails, even if you ignore them, right?
That's actually one big giveaway. They keep coming, and they have slightly altered subject lines, but they all say something very similar, something like FB violation, FB support. And then they talk about all these reasons why you could have received it, but they never actually tell you the true reason why. And that's another giveaway.
Hey, we're going to talk more about those giveaways in a moment, and we will help you listening keep your account safe whenever something like that happens. And we should also mention the story that's in the news today. I'm sure you're familiar with this, Scott. A new poll: most Americans don't believe their personal information is secure online and aren't satisfied with the federal government's efforts to protect it. According to this poll, 64% of Americans say their social media activity is not very or not at all secure. About as many have the same security doubts about online information revealing their physical location. Half of us believe private text conversations lack security. And the surprising thing about this, most people want something done about it. Three-quarters of Americans say they support establishing national standards for how companies can collect, process, and share personal data. Any of this surprise you, Scott?
Well, I'll say this. I do believe that people are very interested in having some kind of format for how they collect data, because that's actually happening on some of the big platforms right now, like Apple and Google are working on that kind of stuff. But the thing that is really telling to me is that they feel this way. People feel this way. They're concerned about their safety. They're concerned about their privacy. They believe that their things aren't safe. Yet we're still using these same tools in the way we always have. You and I are going to probably have a conversation a few months from now about password safety. And there's all these things where it's like, if we're really concerned about these things, I would love to see us all do a better job of being proactive to make sure that we can control the things that are in our control. And that's the tough part about this. So much of it is not in our control.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg continuing at 7:49. There are a lot of things that should raise red flags. Why don't you go over them, Scott, so we can check all the boxes and make sure we're doing our due diligence and staying safe online?
Yeah, absolutely. So, here's what you should know. There's four things, okay? One, if Facebook needs to communicate something as serious to you as an account violation, you're going to hear about it on Facebook. You're not going to hear about it through an email. So just assume, make it easy. Assume that if it's an email, it's not real. The second one, if Facebook was to send official correspondence in an email, it would never refer to itself as FB, which is what all of these emails are all saying, FB violation. In fact, I mean, I can't imagine anyone working for Facebook ever even referring to itself as FB. It's just so weird. The third, the subject lines, they all say similar things. They say things like, we disabled access. Your access has been limited. Words like disabled and access are not unintentional. They're very specifically created to strike fear, because when you hear words like disabling access, it sounds very serious, but in this context, it's not real. And the fourth one, you're going to get 2 to 4, if it's like what I'm getting, you're going to get 2 to 4 emails within the span of a few minutes. And that's because spammers are sending different variations in the hopes that one of them gets through your spam filter and makes its way to you. So if you have some spare time, check your junk mail folder, and I bet you see multiple examples of these, even if those didn't make their way directly to you.
Scott, are you seeing more scam texts now as well? I know lately I've seen, usually in the form of some sort of offer or a contest prize, from reputable companies like AT&T or Costco, but it's a scam. Have you gotten any of those?
It has never been worse. I get them every day. I was talking to my wife the other day. She said, are you getting these? And I looked at it. I didn't get the same one that she got, but it was one like you're talking about. It looks like it's from a reputable company. It's not. And apparently they're doing all kinds of things to try to stop these, but they're failing just like they do with emails. So until they can figure that out, yeah, that's also going to be a problem.
Let's open up the Genius Bar segment here, and I want to use this time to ask you about that Wall Street Journal series, the Facebook files. I tried to read that, and I had a tough time getting through it. So, give us the Cliff's Notes version of that. What's the big takeaway, the important takeaway from that series, Scott?
So that's a really good question because it's so big and expansive. But I can tell you the thing that really stood out to me. Facebook does not treat everyone the same. That is the one sentence thing that you should take away from it, that there are different rules for different people on Facebook. And the different people are the people who are more high profile, you know, politicians and celebrities and people like that. And the thing that's crazy is, you know, I mean, I've been doing social media for years now. I read this, and at no point did I say, oh, this is shocking. I kind of knew in the back of my mind that this was probably something that was happening somewhere. Of course, you don't know how detailed it is until you read the entire thing. But that's the main thing, that there is a difference in how rules are applied to different people. And I think the other thing is that all of the things that Facebook tried to do to make it a safer, better place, you know, by having the freedom of speech to talk about vaccinations and to talk about politics and all the things that it said it was doing to try to do right, I think it there's an article that says that it made us angrier. And I think that is really the case, because it set up this whole divisiveness where, you know, you're censoring one side and my side isn't being heard, and then Congress comes in and starts talking about things. All of that stuff really did happen because they were trying too hard to let everybody have a voice. And I think that that's what these articles found, that while very great that they really wanted to try to make that happen, that was really a lofty goal that was just not going to be possible. So, you know, for me, because I've been doing this for so long, when I read this, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, I kind of had my thoughts about it. But for somebody who doesn't keep up with it in the same way, if you go back and read these, yeah, there's a lot of eye-opening things.
Yeah, you get the sense that Facebook has gone far to prioritize profits over the health and safety of its billions of users. And they're playing defense right now, aren't they?
They are. And I think you just hit the nail on the head by saying billions of users. You know, that's the thing. As Facebook was growing, you know, I remember the days where there were 100,000 people and it was like, wow, this thing is huge. And now there's billions of people around the world in almost every country. You know, when you're trying to scale something like this, you know, I mean, I don't have any experience in trying to scale a company with billions of users, but you kind of get the impression that, you know, that's going to change the entire process and how this stuff happens. And, you know, one of the great examples, we've talked about, you know, content moderators, people trying to keep people safe during all of you know, what's on there now. And I told you that there have been reports that there's 35,000 of these people who are actually doing these jobs. And I believe that to be true. And it's not enough. They just don't have enough people to keep up with the sheer amount of content that billions of people are generating every single day, week, and month.
Yes, how could they? You know what? It all makes me want to say, if I get one of those scam emails that says my Facebook access has been disabled, it makes me want to just reply, good.
Don't please.
No,
please
I won't. No, I'm not going to reply.
I know how tempting that is.
I'm not going to hit the link.
Oh God! I got this terrible picture of you doing that. But
no,
yes,
no.
I totally know what you mean. No, it is frustrating.
Scott Kleinberg, talk to you next week. Thank you, Scott.
Take care, Bob.